The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka. We can now settle for the stories. The Ghana Statistical Service has announced that the country's gross domestic product is estimated to have increased by 4.7% in the first quarter, that is January to March 2024. Compared to the fourth quarter last year, the economy grew by 1.2%. The drivers of the growth in the first quarter of 2024, according to the Ghana Statistical Service, were mining and quarrying, information and communication, crops, construction and accommodation, as well as food service activities. Here's government statistician Professor Samuel Obnenim.
The worth of the economy in the first quarter of 2024 was 51 billion Ghana cedis, and from a non-oil perspective, the worth of the economy was 48.4 billion Ghana cedis, indicating about 2.5 billion Ghana cedis constant terms between oil and non-oil GDP perspective. The economy in the first quarter of 2024 grew by 4.7%, and from a non-oil perspective, the economy grew by 4.2%. This indicates that the worth of the economy has grown by 1.6 percentage points between the first quarter of 2023 relative to the first quarter of 2024.
Professor Samuel Obnenim is the government statistician. Now, economist Professor Godfred Bobkin has reiterated the need to improve export as a long-term solution to the perennial depreciation of the cedi. He is of the view that such a deliberate policy will protect Ghanaians against the pass-through effect any time the economy faces external shocks. Now, Professor Bobkin called for the implementation of policies that will boost local production and increase export.
When it comes to the pass-through of the depreciation to businesses and households, the impact is almost synchronous. Elsewhere, in some jurisdictions, the pass-through of exchange rate depreciation takes some lag. But because of the over-dependence on imports and the low local content in our economy, the exchange rate has almost immediate effect or impact on households and businesses. And there's practically no shield, okay? And there are no mitigating measures, right? And therefore, we are just exposed in the manner that
economist Professor Godfred Bobkin speaking there. Not one of our headline stories. Macdan Group, through its shipping and logistics business, has secured government's blessings to review Ghana's prestigious shipping line, the Black Star Line. The move is coming after years of struggle to secure a strategic partner to revive the shipping line, which was once known for the transporting major commodities from the country. Executive chairman of the Macdan Group has been speaking to Joy Business about the initiative in Bahamas.
So our fervent hopes are that we help the government in the economy to control dollar in terms of cargo movement from Ghana into other parts of Africa, into other parts of the world. Well, we are bringing in the first two vessels that we have, we are bringing in. The first one will be around 15,000 metric tons. The second one will be about 12,000 metric tons. So this should be enough to start moving the continent.
Chairman, what is the drive behind this Black Star Line takeover for you? You've distinguished yourself in several areas. Hamas, this is a very tricky area that you still want to do it.
But don't forget that I've been in shipping for 33 years. This is nothing new. This is my field. And it's about time we take over our own continent. We cannot live in a continent where the foreigners control the space. Whoever controls the seas controls the business.
Now, the Ghana Interbank Payment and Settlement System, GIPS, has begun discussions with international payment firms to process their transactions locally. The deal, which is expected by the end of the year, will give Ghanaian banks the opportunity to transact businesses with the platforms easily with support from GIPS. Chief Executive Officer of GIPS, Archie Hesse, disclosed this to Joy Business in an interview, saying the initiative will be one of the biggest international collaboration on the digital payment system.
In terms of what products and services are we looking at towards the end of the year, we are currently engaging with the international schemes. We're talking about Visa, MasterCard and UnionPay, where we will be processing their transactions locally for them. But that is also part of the journey. We've gotten to the stage where I believe that we need to start engaging individuals, we need to start engaging corporates, we need to start engaging government entities to ensure that it becomes the norm in the country. So we don't have a situation where we have a large unbanked or we have individuals or sectors that are excluded, but everybody is included and we are all transacting electronically. We don't have unbanked or underbanked.
Archie Hesse is the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Interbank Payment and Settlement Systems, GIPS, speaking to Joy Business there. Now, Standard Chartered Bank Ghana has reiterated its commitment to collaborate with its clients, key stakeholders and policymakers to address issues of unemployment in Ghana. Chief Executive Officer Mansa Nete said the bank's aims to build partnerships between the public and private sectors to unlock the opportunities presented by various sectors of the economy. She was speaking at the launch of the RISE initiative by the bank to support entrepreneurs and grow businesses.
Without leaving people behind, without the planet being negatively impacted, and without creating divisions that diminish our sense of community. This is why we are helping to solve some of the world's most critical problems, including lifting economic participation.
Mansa Nete is the Chief Executive Officer for Standard Chartered Bank Ghana. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Senior Commercial Officer at the Ministry of Trade and Industry, Kofi Addo, has called on businesses in the cassava, fruit and cosmetics production to adopt sustainable solutions and innovation to enhance their access to the international markets. He gave the advice at the third cluster international conference held in Accra.
Everything that we are doing is to make sure that we transform the MSME, especially in the African sub-region. We see the MSME as the backbone. If it is the backbone, then it means we have to treat it with all the things that it requires. Recently, if you see the way products, special niche products from Ghana and other ECOWAS region, is penetrating into the national and international market, then the confidence is that if we really put our hearts in order, we will be able to take the world.
Kofi Addo is the Senior Commercial Officer at the Ministry of Trade and Industry. Now, for your pension tip on Money Lab, our resource person from Enterprise Trustees explains the nature of withdrawals in the third tier of Ghana's pension architecture.
Hello, welcome to today's edition of Money Lab. My name is Nana Asantia Mwakun, Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees. In our previous edition, we discussed withdrawals on the Tier 1 and the Tier 2 pension scheme in Ghana. Today, we will talk about withdrawals on the Tier 3 pension scheme in Ghana. The pension scheme in Ghana is structured to provide a comprehensive retirement benefit system for all retirees. When it comes to withdrawals, the rules and regulations vary for each tier. The third tier consists of two sub-tiers, i.e. the Voluntary Provident Fund Scheme and the Personal Pension Scheme. Withdrawal rules of these tiers are more flexible and they are designed to accommodate contributors' specific needs. Contributors can make partial or full withdrawals depending on the terms and conditions of the Voluntary Provident Fund or Personal Pension Schemes they are enrolled in. Thank you and see you in our next edition.
Nana Asantia Mwakon is the Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees Limited, explaining the nature of withdrawals in the third tier of Ghana's pension architecture for Pension Tip on Money Lab for today. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Let me tell you about the Ecobank EMG Million Gang. Now, this is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life. Just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly and you can be one of them, winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point or via Ecobank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include fuel vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime and many more. Promo runs from now till 31st July 2024. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposits earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojo Baka, always a delight.
Interment